In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
Was goody, was goody, was goody, was goody. Welcome back, people. I know this been new since it happened. Everybody's talking about it. But Astro World Festival was fucking hell. Like, it was crazy. And we're going to talk about it on the flip side of this.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip-hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. Astro World down in Texas. This festival was crazy. Everybody talking about it. It's all over social media, man. Lives was lost, a lot of people injured. I saw so many festival goers give their accounts. A lot of them said it was demonic. They said it felt like evil spirits was in the air. What? That's crazy. Then you even had like the chief of police talking about a security guard got pricked in the neck with a needle and was unconscious. They had to give him Narcan, that fucking shit that they give you when you overdose. They had to give him Narcan to revive him and bring him back to life. The nigga was dead. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Motherfucker gotta be aware, man. We gotta be conscious. We got to wake the fuck up. And no one understand what's going on in the world today. What's going on in the world today, man? That's crazy. Shit. They talking about a lawsuit has already been filed. A lawsuit has already been filed against Travis Scott, Drake, and whoever else. But Travis Scott and Drake is involved with this lawsuit. And the only reason they threw Drake the name in there is because he's a high profile motherfucker and he performed. But Drake don't got nothing to do with organizing Astro World. That's not his event. He was just a guest artist who made an appearance and did his 1-2. So leave him the fuck alone. This shit is crazy. Y'all niggas ain't tell me my string was alright. Y'all foul. So why they ain't tell me my shit was uneven, right? Y'all foul, B. I heard one of the artists that perform is donating the net proceeds from all his future shows or toward expenses and victims, whatever. But he's donating that. That's a good look. Cause that's definitely needed. If he stand on that and keep his word with that, you know what I'm saying? Those people would be all right. Because it was kids involved. Like, it was kids. First of all, who the hell was taking children to a Travis Scott festival? Who? All the weirdo shit. Y'all parents need CPS, Child Protective Services, need to come and take your children. If you took your child to a Travis Scott festival, CPS need to come and take your babies from you. Listen. They said the stage art, the backdrop, like the stage whole setup was like they recreated hell. He dropped a song the same day called what is it? No Escape Plan or Escape Plan. Let's see what that was. I think that was Escape Plan or No Escape Plan. Travis Scott. What was the name of that song? Escape Plan. So he made a song called Escape Plan, dropped it the same day as the festival, recreated hell on stage, fire and all this other shit, real demonic symbols and all of that. You know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? And then say he's sorry. He apologized. If he knew it was that hectic in the crowd, he would have stopped performing. His baby mama, Kylie Jenner, I think she posted on Instagram how her and Travis is truly sorry for what happened and they didn't know people died. If they would have known people died or something, the show wouldn't have went on or something like that. Something to that effect. I don't know why she's opening her mouth, why she got something to say about this, but she can cost this man a lot. And it seemed like every black man that deal with them Kardashians lose their marbles or career or character and image or whatever else that they obtained and possessed before they started dealing with one of the Kardashian sisters. Everybody. Had Lamar Odom run around smoking crack in multi-million dollar mansions. Nigga ain't want to play basketball. Which Chris Humphrey, I think, wasn't Kim Kardashian married to him? He got up out of there quick. Chris Humphrey was one of the smart ones. He said, uh-uh, bitch, uh-uh, he got the fuck up out of there. But it was some scandal shit with him, too. I just can't pinpoint it right now. Word. Drake, I know you lawyered up. I know they on their job, bro. But listen, you cannot allow these motherfuckers to throw your name in that shit legally and it costs you millions of fucking dollars, bro. I understand you might want to donate to the victims and all that. That's cool. That's the right thing to do. If I had multi-millions or even hundreds of thousands, I would donate something substantial, like, to the victims. Like, that's any humane motherfucker would want to do that outside of whether you was there performing or not. I'm saying, so I understand that part. But for you to be named as a defendant in a lawsuit, bro, and you was just pulling up, performing, you was just pulling up, guest appearance, a feature right quick, gone. Nah, bro, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. That's a fact. That need to be corrected. Kylie Jenner need to shut the fuck up. And motherfucking Travis Scott need to lawyer up and also shut the fuck up. This shit is real. Lives have been lost. People have been hurt, traumatized. There's thousands of victims. Think they said there was over 50,000 people there? This shit is real. This ain't no play-play. This ain't no play-play, bro. Get your life together. Shout out to all them victims. You in my prayers. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
Yo, 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 what's goodie? Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Earlier, I was checking out a live from Kwame Brown. He was in his whip doing his 1-2. He was dropping a lot of jewels. He was coming at these motherfucking haters. I was inspired. I was intrigued. So I watched the whole motherfucking live. And now I'm coming back, goddammit, to give my recap, talk my shit, my ad lib as he talk his shit. And we gonna see what type of magic we can make together as I remix this Kwame Brown video right after this.
More cuter than her pretty face. I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart, showing proof just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart, how we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams, yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single but not for the streets, and my heart together financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Facts though. Yeah, but we're gonna get into this Kwame Brown joint, man. Kwame was talking this shit. This is a funny motherfucker. I love this brother, man. He's doing so much for the YouTube community. Not only is he dropping gems, but he giving us a chance to remix his videos and do I want to so the people can eat. He ain't even trying to block niggas' videos. He letting you eat. As long as you're doing the right thing with his content, you heard? And that's what I love about him. That's what I respect about him. He out here for these kids. He's talking about Colton. He's talking about trades. He's giving back. He had a sneaker drive. He's running around with Angela Stanton doing interviews. He's showing up on the front line. We got to tilt our hat to Kwame Brown and stay the fuck out this man's personal life. His baby mama and his kids issue ain't got nothing to do with us. Nobody on fucking YouTube. But let's check him out.
What's up, y'all?
What up? Big bro.
Let me wait for the police and everybody to get in here. Let me wait for the police.
The police. They in here. The
investigative bloggers. The niggas that's
you.
Real niggas. I don't know what they done turned into.
You.
Niggas that got baby mama bodies.
That boy said, baby mama bodies. I'm just press play. Let's get back into it.
Nigga with baby mama bodies, yeah. Big alligator mouth game. The niggas that say they gonna slap me, but then try to show up in a Zoom court.
They ain't doing that. Time out. You said you gonna slap Kwame. You gonna slap Kwame? No. You made a blog about slapping Kwame. And then showed up at his court date. Oh, you was gonna slap him on Zoom, huh?
Hey, you niggas like you niggas. Hey, man. Yo.
Talk to him.
Yo.
Talk to him.
That's all I can say. Yo!
Yo!
Hey, I just started like Chris Brown, but I say, yo.
Yo.
You niggas weak.
Hey, you weak as a motherfucker.
You niggas are weak than a motherfucker. You niggas.
Weaker than a mother.
Wow.
Softer than baby shit.
But anyway, on a lighter note, I switched a lot. I saved a lot of money.
He saved a lot of money on his car insurance.
Got me up all night, constantly making these videos. Got me up all night, constantly making these videos. Got me up all night. Hey, y'all niggas thought I would go. Hey, I know you niggas thought I would go get on live yesterday, right? I know them niggas.
I thought you was my nigga.
You niggas waiting on live. Well, let me see that notification. Well, I know he got out of court. Let me see. I got something to say. And then I ain't get on live with your bitch ass.
You nosy ass bastards. You nosy ass bastards. You worry about that man, baby mama. You worry about that man, kids. You worry about that man court date. And you be talking like you a goddamn illiterate. Nigga, where's your life? Where's your wife? Nigga, you're looking like a crackhead on steroids. Nigga, you're looking like a crackhead on steroids. November 9th. I need all y'all to show up. I need all y'all to show up. When the judge bangs gavel, I need all my followers to be there. Shut the fuck up. November 9th. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, nigga.
No, nigga.
Got me up all night, constantly making these videos. Got me up all night, constantly worried about his baby mama. Got me up all night, constantly worried about his children. Got me up all night. You bitch ass nigga, boo.
Boo.
Hey, look here, boo.
Boo.
Hey, look here, young lady. Hey, and the other young lady. The young lady, let me slow
and down. Another young lady?
Hey, let me slow it down. Check this out. The young lady who liked me and my hat and my glasses on.
Okay.
I'm a young lady.
Talk to her, Grammy.
Check this. I know you like shades and hats and shit, right? When I get home, I'm going to do a special live for you.
And a when special I get back, live. A special
when
live.
When I get back to Maryland. No, you don't hang out in Baltimore. I heard you say that a lot. You don't hang out in Baltimore. But when I get back to Maryland, I love them Maryland crab cakes.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you know how to make them without eggs?
Ooh, eggs. Crab cakes. Ooh.
You know, I love them Maryland crab cakes. I know how to make crab cakes now. But I learned how to make them without eggs. Do you know how to make them without eggs?
You make a crab cake, girl? So, you make a crab cake that melt in my mouth, girl? We can imagine.
About me come true. A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Just a little bit now. I can't touch you now. Uh-uh. I can't touch on you now. We're going on a date.
Why not?
I'm going to tell myself. It's going to cost you something.
Listen, Kwame, you better learn. Me
myself out. Hey, Miss Angela, don't you even try it. You selling me at the show?
Kwame, you think you slick. I see what you're doing, Kwame. You like Angela, goddammit. I see, goddammit. Y'all motherfuckers make a good couple, too, goddammit. Goddammit, king and queen, goddammit. Y'all two motherfuckers. I see you, you little sneaky bastard. I saw you. I saw you.
So, I done learned to thought myself out. It's going to cost you something now.
No rumors. I'm just joking. Angela, please don't curse me the fuck out. Please don't curse me the fuck out. I don't need you remixing some shit, smoking me. I love you, Black Queen. I'm just joking. But I love the fact that y'all running around together, doing interviews, bringing awareness, y'all collaborating, y'all doing events. I love y'all movement. I'm just being a clown right now. I'm being goofy. Please, I'm sorry. But you know how niggas be trying to jump. Ayo, blogger said it. No, I know, motherfucker. No, y'all niggas need to stop now.
I think I'm going to worth at least. $500-$600 to be around your goat mouth ass.
$500-$600.
I'm just saying, I love you like a play cousin, but your mouth is filthy. And I got a lot of
watch work your to do. Mouth, please.
To change the way you talk and the way you think. I got to do some reconstructive surgery with your mouth. Now, I'm not going to tell you how I'm going
to
do that.
I'm only here for the haters. I want to get here. I want to see him get to the haters.
Yeah. But we got some special tools we're going to use. Yeah. We got some special tools we're going to use to bust that mouth. Not bust, but to make sure your dental plan has changed. And then you don't talk like that no more. You know, you get no respect on your tongue.
Kwame, you can't be talking like that.
Flatten out your tongue.
Kwame.
Yeah.
That's a fly nigga right there. That's a fly nigga right there. You see that boy? He fly.
With the way you talk. I don't like the way you talk. Tell me I like submissive women and all that. Don't nobody like a woman like you talking all like that, cussing and fussing and fighting.
Right.
Anybody want to, that's not a woman.
Right.
You might as well be with a man if you're going to have a motherfucker tell you, fuck you, suck my dick. And this isn't that. And ma'am, you didn't say the F word as in fuck. I say fuck all the time. You said the other forbidden F word, ma'am. And you know you did. You and that stinking shit draws boy was talking about gay people and saying he don't like gay people because they're gay. Yeah, I'll pull up the video now. If you want me to.
That's wrong.
I'll go get the video.
That's wrong.
I'll give him all the attention he wants.
That's homophobic. You don't can't like do gay. That.
And you said the F bomb.
That's discrimination.
Times. But I'm willing to look past that.
That's discrimination.
I'm willing to forgive you. I'm willing to say
you. He's willing to forget.
And I'm sure the LGBT community and all that, as long as you apologize, as long as you say you're sorry, you'll never make that mistake again.
You need apologies, though.
Everybody's all inclusive. They'll give you a pass, okay? Yeah. They'll give you a pass. And if you go on a date with me, I'm going to record it. Yeah, I'm going to record our date. Boy, look at here. Because I want to see the way you look. The way you talk, I got to see the way you look.
Nah, you don't.
I think it's the reason why you hide your damn face.
Ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. I think it's the reason why you hide your goddamn face. It's a rhythm of the night. All right.
One of those?
You might be one of them damn creatures or something. I don't
one
know.
Of those?
I just want to see, though, boo. I just want to see. Now, if you're not a creature, you know what I'm saying? I know you're tired of looking at that stinking ass, sweaty back, hairy chest, flabby arm, puss, elbow, stinking, nasty shit that only went to jail.
Oh,
I know you're tired of looking at that nigga.
Oh,
that
nigga man. Too. Oh,
put your nose all in the camera. Man, back your face up, bro. What the fuck?
Mommy, put stop clowning that nigga like that, man. Don't do him like that. Really?
Do you think somebody would like that?
Tommy, I mean, don't do him like that, bro.
Being too corny is, that's like corny gone wild. That is corny gone wild. Who the fuck put their face that close to the fucking camera?
Hold
in the middle of them talk? Nobody asked you to do that, sir.
Please, please, please subscribe to Kwame Brown. Subscribe to Self Talk. Subscribe to Self Talk News. Subscribe to Carcino for Life. Yeah. Straight Talk TV. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
Nobody asked you to do that. Why would you put your face that close?
It's hot.
Damn screen. You're a fucking weirdo. You were washing them niggas' drawers and ironing them niggas' socks in jail, boy. 5'6", bad body, bad back, bloated stomach. Nigga, you were washing drawers and ironing socks. All you niggas.
If you was washing drawers and ironing socks, fair to say you was sucking some dick.
Of all this goddamn Amsterdam tough shit, this one bitch ass nigga with dreads, know where I stayed, and been saying my address like it's his goddamn phone number.
What?
And the bitch ass.
Kwame, what are you talking about, me, my nigga? Kwame, you talking about me, my nigga? You talking about me? Hey, nah. Nah, he ain't talking about me, though. My nigga ain't talking about me. No fucking blogs talking about me and Kwame beefing. Yeah, shit. I don't want to hear that shit.
You don't want to come to court. Nigga, come see. Come see everything you talking about. That's all I'm saying.
Put your ass, nigga. Going out of the courthouse.
Yeah. I said, bring that ass.
Bring that ass.
My dog would like to chew on a new bone.
Bring that ass.
And if your bitch ass want to be the new bone, bring that ass.
You will come what healthy, but you will not leave healthy.
You niggas be weirdo. You niggas want to talk and talk. Man, who can respect you with all that talking? Baby girl, I'ma fuck the shit out you, baby girl. Baby girl, when I get to you, baby girl, I'ma fuck the shit out you, baby girl. Baby girl, ooh. When I see you, baby girl, I'ma tear that ass. Ooh, baby girl, this thing gonna be hard, baby girl. When I see, what person is gonna respect you running your motherfucking mouth, boy?
A hood booger, a thot.
You keep talking.
Some you niggas dirty pussy.
You niggas keep trying to get people not to like me.
Some dirty pussy.
You're doing everything that I said you was gonna do.
You did it.
You proving the fact that I'm a hell of a nigga.
Hell of a nigga.
You put up a picture of a woman with a $5,000
purse. $5,000
purse.
He's spending money on that. You listening to that bitch? He's spending money on it.
I must be a hell of a nigga. I must be a hell of a nigga.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to. Kwame, I did not mean to call your baby mother no bitch. I do not need you blogging on me, killing me. Please, I love you. You're my big brother. I'm a fan. I've been following you your whole goddamn career, my nigga. Listen, please, I'm sorry. You listening to that, Black Queen?
Hell of a hell.
Hell of a nigga. He a hell of a nigga. He spending money. He take care of his kids. Fuck out of here.
You niggas showed a woman with a $5,000 purse on camera and say she wasn't taking care of. You niggas show.
Nigga, the purse $5,000. The goddamn accessory to the purse is over $2,000. Just listen. Just listen. Put on a house on a lake. Just listen. Kids, braces, paid for. Got it. Listen. Deadbeat what? I think it's better put some respect on this man's name.
Oh, a bracelet, a little thing that hook onto the purse. That shit was $2,700.
$2,700. I ain't lying.
You niggas stupid.
I watched this
already. You're going to show the side of the child support court system that proves that I am a hell of a nigga.
A hell of a nigga.
Black men are hell of a nigga.
Oh, Kwame, I've been agreeing with you. This is a disagreement right here, brother. This is our first fucking disagreement. You said most black men. Nigga is all. Nigga, all black men, god damn it. Don't fucking do that. All black men, god damn it.
This woman said in an open deposition, I can't tell you. I'm on the gag order, like I said. I can't tell you what she said.
That nigga on the gag order. I'm gagging that nigga.
If anything else being released in the internet, if anything else get released, I'll let you know what the deposition is.
And judge, you's a fucking bastard, goddammit. You allegedly, it is my belief, it is my opinion, Your Honor, you're an asshole. He got a gag order, but she can fraternize with other YouTubers and expose information. And motherfucker, how the fuck he get the link to the goddamn Zoom? How? How the fuck that clown ass nigga get the link to the goddamn Zoom court date? How? That link is only provided for motherfucking parties of that motherfucking court date. If your name ain't associated on that docket, how the fuck you got the link to that? Kwame got there gagging. This bitch ain't gagging. Black Queen, Kwame, I'm sorry. This Black Queen ain't gagging. Why she get to talk? Why she get the motherfucking exposed shit? Why she get to run her motherfucking mouth? It's like my motherfucking raggedy ass goddamn baby mom. It's like, nah. Find some goddamn dirt on me, goddamn it. Go digging back. Find a baby mother I don't have. Go find some long lost kid that I neglected 20 years ago and never took care of. And go find that little motherfucker and bring him here. Find some fucking dirt. You ain't gonna find no motherfucking dirt. Goddamn, everybody investigators. Now motherfucker, private eyes. Now all of a sudden, y'all motherfuckers mad lock. Now y'all solving cases. Fuck out of here. Son, y'all niggas 21 YouTube Jump Street. 21 Jump Street YouTube niggas. 21 YouTube Jump Street. Say y'all niggas motherfucking Dukes of Hazzard. Fuck out of here. Now niggas want to solve crimes. Fuck out of here. This nigga, Kwame, this man been goddamn reporting on your goddamn... he been reporting on your goddamn case. What the fuck? This nigga YouTube channel looking like Court TV. All Kwame Brown shit. This motherfucker be reporting, goddammit. This nigga be November 9th, be there 9:30 sharp. I need everybody in attendance. This clown ass nigga was at home making picket signs to protest outside of the Zoom courtroom. This bitch ass nigga had picket signs in his motherfucking living room. Looking like one of them motherfuckers at the red stoplight with a squeegee. This nigga was outside the Zoom courtroom with the picket sign. Cancel Kwame Brown. Cancel Kwame. Cancel. Use a clown. Tell the nigga to upload that video. Tell that nigga to upload the video. That one. Where he had the picket sign, you heard? In his raggedy ass drawers, y'all. In his dingy ass wife beater. Cancel Kwame Brown. Fuck out of here. Let me get back to my nigga, though. Kwame, bro, we love you, though. I'm just having fun, y'all. A little bit of content for the people to laugh. I'm not really trying to, y'all. I'm just having fun, bro. No disrespect.
Dang.
Love you, bro.
Like I told you. Like I told
but
you.
But that nigga, that's...
Anybody will say any motherfucking thing.
Yes, he
until
was.
Until they get deposed.
I forgot where I paused the video at. But that same clown ass nigga I was talking about, Kwame talking about that nigga. That shit was like perfect timing, you heard? I'm just freestyling this shit. This shit, there ain't no pre-planning, no nothing, you heard? I'm nice at this shit. This nigga Kwame in the woods. His Wi-Fi fucking up. It's your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get to the house first because I'm in an area that goddamn is gonna lock it down. But don't worry, I'll be back. They cut me off in the court hearing and everything. I let them know.
Stink ass bastard.
Type of mother.
Finish. Fix your Wi-Fi.
I ain't play with that. No.
Cut that nigga off in the middle of a curse word.
It was somebody else.
Shit ain't hit right.
It was certain trigger words they said in court that I had to drink my water with a lemon. It was certain trigger words that, boy, look at him, that if I was in that courtroom, I knew I probably would have went to jail. Thank the Lord for Zoom court. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Zoom. Thank you for the Zoom. Thank you for the
Zoom court. I would have went to jail.
Yeah.
Because the things and the disrespect and the things that they were saying, it not only does it not make factual sense, it makes absolutely no sense. And the fact that these court systems now are there to try to embarrass and disrespect men, I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, you talking to me like this? A motherfucker that ain't have a job when she had a kid, you talking to me like this? I had a job. I was ready to go. I do my thing. You ready? You talking to me? No. We ain't gonna
Instagram,
talk like
baby.
No. I done went to jail. Yeah. I don't want to jail. All you ladies that got sons, all of you ladies that got sons that talk, understand talk. That you got boys that's hell of a niggas, and you know damn well it's a woman out there bullshitting with your son.
Right.
And he trying like hell not to knock
the shit out of that mother.
Trying like hell not talk. To respond. You ladies need to start speaking up. There is too much of this bullshit going on.
That's right.
We had weak-ass people that used to speak against this bullshit back in the day, but now these pussy-ass guys have become detractors. So now, all of a sudden, the scenario that I'm talking about, it doesn't exist anymore in these guys' mind.
Nope.
Because they're such pussy, and they're so against me, that this situation doesn't exist.
Nope.
I'm making it up. I'm just hiding from my responsibility. But all I know is that women, uncles, aunties, you guys see this shit every day.
Every day.
This boy advice, that's the worst advice ever. You tell this guy to keep putting his hand on a hot stove.
He gonna keep getting burned.
You guys encourage this young man to keep burning his hand. You encourage this young man to keep fighting in a fight that's already lost.
Lost.
You guys encourage this young man to fight with a woman that has a whole system behind them. That not one child support payment that they will have to pay. Not one court payment they will have to pay. So they can keep the shenanigans, the games, the bullshit,
they can, as long as they want.
As they feel like.
And that's the bullshit.
As long as they feel like.
Too many black men in America is being railroaded with this crooked ass child support system. It's not cool. It's not cool, bro. It's not cool. I'm one of them. They raping me. I'm a nigga that been in and out of jails and prisons my whole life. For the past seven to eight years, I've been keeping my nose clean, maxed out on parole, working a career job, child support, overpaid. I ain't in the red. I'm overpaid. And still they garnishing me. My kids got A1 health insurance. Platinum plan. No co-payments. Pay for none of this shit. Mama take them to the doctor. Shit. Don't pay to see no specialist. None of that shit. Hey, good niggas. Blue collar laborers. Still, we can't walk in the courtroom, get the same respect these white motherfuckers get when they walk in the courtroom. Fucking white men walk in the courtroom doing less, providing less, making more money, and still have a better chance of getting shit that he's requesting. Like joint custody, unsupervised visitation, all of the perks that come with a father not being in a household dealing with the family court system. A lot of white motherfuckers get those perks. Motherfucker be unemployed like a motherfucker. Meanwhile, a single black father gotta jump through motherfucking hoops. Especially if you just come home from the penitentiary, it's hard trying to get on your feet, trying to do the right thing, trying to stay focused, man. Making a motherfucking dollar over goddamn lunch money. Shit ain't motherfucking cool, B. This child support system, the whole family court system is a fucking disgrace in America. not just the family court side. I mean, not just the child support side, the whole family court system, the juvenile system in family court. It's a fucking disgrace. You ain't doing nothing with these young black boys getting locked up in the juvenile system. You shaping and molding these motherfuckers for the maximum goddamn penitentiary. You ain't focused on their education, no motherfucking trades. You getting these motherfuckers numb to prison life. These motherfuckers in these juvenile facilities governed by the family court system. And these motherfuckers is becoming numb to that reality, to that hell. Meanwhile, their fathers in the streets still getting raped for motherfucking child support. And they goddamn mama playing these goddamn 911 games. Niggas ain't got time for that shit. Not no good black man out here doing what the fuck he got to do. Niggas ain't got time for that shit. Let me get back to Kwame.
We have taken the nuts of men and put it into women's purses.
Right.
And when you meet a man like me, they say, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
I'm going to fight for my nuts that's in that purse. Oh, no. You're not my wife. You a baby mama.
Right.
You don't get the protections of a wife.
Right.
You don't get Woo. The spoils of a wife.
Amen.
We had children.
Amen. 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 Call my motherfucking phone talking about you need some money for this, you need some money for that. I don't got nothing to do with your hearing nails. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I ain't got nothing to do with your car needing to be going in the motherfucking shop. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with your car note, your motherfucking insurance. I ain't got nothing to do with the motherfucking rent. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. All I know is, my child support ain't never late, bitch. Never late. That little nigga hit my line anytime he needs something. Anytime he wants something. Little nigga good. Graduated high school. Got a job. Good. He hit daddy line for any goddamn thing. Fuck you. I don't got nothing to do with all that. You do not deserve the perks of a fucking wife. Not. Whatever dick you sliding on, whatever dick you got in your motherfucking mouth, let them pay for them goddamn hair, fucking hair, nails and shit. Don't call my motherfucking phone talking about you about to go on some goddamn vacation. You need some goddamn money. I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Because if you was mine, we'd be going on vacation together. Fuck out of here. I'm going to give you money for a vacation so you can go on vacay and go suck a vacay dick. Fuck out of here. You're back to Kwame.
Wedlock. I know it's glorified in the media, but from a biblical standpoint, we was already wrong with
you. Right.
You do not get to have some type of superiority over me.
Right.
No. When you do not follow God's order, you wrong and I'm wrong.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. You don't think you're supposed to
reap the
benefits of a married woman?
No, you don't.
You don't get to talk disrespectful towards a man.
No, you don't.
You're a Jezebel.
Jezebel.
No offense. That's what the Bible say.
Better read the good book.
The Bible don't say I'm no man.
Better read the good book. Better read the good book. You heard him. You need the word. You need the word.
Because I got a woman pregnant. When did the Bible say that? When did the Bible say I'm a man because I got a woman pregnant?
You don't say that.
When did the Bible say you some sort of woman? Because you had my baby.
You don't say that.
When did the Bible say you get to talk about me and disrespect me like that? baby that the government is willing to disrespect your black male about. Oh, no, sweetie.
No.
I'm a different type of man. I don't give a fuck about your disrespect. Different. I don't give a fuck about your labels. And different. What I would tell every black male is do not let them use these women. So
don't let them.
Do not let them use any system that they have in place to disrespect and segregate you from your children. If a woman will not allow you to be a man amongst men in your home, you cannot be a boy in your house. You cannot be a boy raising your baby. You cannot be a boy in no situation.
Right.
If a woman do not recognize Preach. You as a man that she laid with, Preach. Allowed you to nut in her vagina, Woo. Not one, Preach. Not two, not three, but if it was one,
Woo.
She don't give you the respect of a Preach. Man, it's a lost cause.
It's over.
It's
God damn. God damn. We got to pull that back. So this motherfucker preaching, boy. This motherfucker preaching, goddamn it. Kwame, you goddamn bastard. We got to pull that back. So that motherfucker was preaching. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. God damn. Hallelujah.
That she laid with allowed you to nut in her vagina. Woo. Not one, not two, not three, but if it was one.
Woo.
If she don't give you the respect of a man,
Woo.
It's a lost cause.
Lost cause. Gone.
It's a lost cause.
Gone.
I don't give a fuck what your mama told you. I don't give a fuck what your homegirl told you.
Give a fuck.
This is a system that's designed to destroy black men.
That's right.
And if a woman don't understand that by now, fuck them.
That was some real shit. Because a lot of women, they get caught up in the same whitewash, brainwash system that's killing off her future husband. Her black king is in the penitentiary. Her black king is up the block with his motherfucking brains blown out. Because he went to reach for a fucking wallet. Her black king just came home from the motherfucking penitentiary trying to get his goddamn life together. In the same motherfucking system that enslaved his ass doing that prison bed is the same goddamn system that's refusing to give him that goddamn job he's applying for. That same goddamn system that got you treating that man like shit. It's the same system. It's called systematic oppression. It's the same system that created the school to prison pipeline. The same system that got our boys reading at a third grade reading level. The same system. But a lot of our women fail to understand the ramifications and the repercussions of raising a young black boy by yourself. Because I don't give a fuck how much you love and cherish that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck how much you think you are doing. I don't care how well you think you are doing, pardon me. You can't teach that boy how to be a man. You can't teach that nigga how to throw these dick beaters when it's time to throw them. You can't teach him how to make instinctive decisions that can save his life in a life or death situation. You can't teach him how to defend himself. Can't teach him that. Google can't teach you that. And if you don't have that type of positive role model, that male figure, that productive citizen, that's living accordingly, that's living productively, someone that can give this young man some food for fucking thought, that will help divert his negative energy, his negative train of thinking, divert it to something that's productive, something that's positive, something that's beneficial and healthy. Only a man can teach that young boy how to divert that anger, reroute it, and channel it, and focus that newfound productive, positive energy into something that's beneficial, something that can make life just a little bit easier for him in the future. That's something you can't teach him, Black Queen. You can't teach him that. All of this independent, I don't need no man shit. That shit ain't doing nothing but got that little nigga out here with man purses, skinny jeans, looking for a motherfucking dick to suck. Back to crime.
Fuck them. Two tears in a bucket. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck.
You want to talk about what Black women went through? Black men have went through everything y'all went through. We had to watch you get raped. We had to watch you and not do nothing about it. We had to watch you get jobs. We had to watch you fuck the white man. We had to watch you do every goddamn thing. There's no way you gonna talk about a nigga like me. Geechee nigga that would die for his kid.
Motherfucking Geechee. Motherfucking Geechee. Kwame, you a goddamn real one, motherfucker. You a goddamn fucking real one. I tilt my fucking hat to you. I tilt my motherfucking hat to you. You a fucking real one, goddamn it.
That a kill for his kid.
Right. Like
everything I've done is for my kid. You got me fucked up if I'm gonna let a white man tell me anything about my kid.
Can a devil fool a Muslim? Not nowadays. Fuck out of here. A fucking white man would tell me nothing about my goddamn kids. What's your bitch would? What's your goddamn white man would?
Or a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. Or a woman. Sorry.
Or Black Queen.
You got me fucked up.
Fucked up.
When my kids needed braces, I bought it.
Woo.
I'm a nigga from the hood. Everything you niggas talk about, I got no education. I got no nothing. I had no chance coming from the hood. My daughter had $10,000 worth of dental work. My daughter went to private school, nigga. Who you think paid for it?
Right.
My baby mama that's talking shit about me, she drove an $88,000 Denali to the courtroom. Who the fuck you think paid for it? Who the fuck you think paid for her degree? Who the fuck you think made sure she lived on a lake? Who the fuck you made sure everything, nigga?
Me, everything.
Ain't no white man, ain't no you, ain't no judgment. I don't give a fuck about you. A nary nigga on YouTube, a nary bitch say nothing about me, nigga.
And that's all he got to say. God damn it. Leave Kwame the fuck alone. Leave his family alone. Get that man dick out of your mouth. Oh, man. I don't want to make this video too long. I might tap in and do a part two because I really liked it this fucking live. On some real shit, Kwame out here making major fucking moves. He letting niggas on YouTube rock. Niggas is making money off his content. Niggas is growing YouTube channels off his content. And motherfuckers got a positive goddamn message. You can't knock the man fucking message. I don't give a fuck what you dislike about him. You cannot knock Kwame Brown message. It just can't happen. Like, it's like, how can you? You're blind or you're deaf? Or are you deaf, dumb, and fucking blind? Leave this man alone. Leave his baby mama alone. Leave his kids alone. And stop worrying about his motherfucking court dates. It's none of your fucking business. You ain't the judge. You ain't the goddamn jury. You ain't a goddamn lawyer. You ain't the goddamn prosecutor. Shut your ass the fuck up. And that's all I got to say about that. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.